Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Go, get right now.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Hey there, and welcome to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Here with my best friend, Haas.
Yay.
Producer Stephanie.
Hi.
Episode 96. That means we are creeping up on number 100.
We're so close.
What are we going to do for number 100?
Something big.
Because I really didn't do anything for my one-year anniversary. I'm just not good at planning. We might need a little week off here soon. Because we're going to be making some changes that the listeners won't realize, but that will require a lot on the technological side of things.
True.
So if we have to take a quick 1 week break, we're sorry. Did someone mess with my mic? It's like my you like my bracelet on here?
I was wondering what that
lovely.
Was all about.
Well, I think Libby Lou tried to make a bracelet that says fart.
Oh, says
but fort. She didn't have an fort. A, so it says fort. Either that or she can't spell fart.
It's sure. Fort Mano.
One of the two. So the Manos had a huge weekend because we got to surprise Rocky. He got to meet Brett Hull this weekend.
That's so cool.
And so my real job during the day is a photographer, and I get to work a lot with some of the athletes, which is cool for me, but it's not cool for Rocky. He doesn't get to come with me to work.
Which is probably for the best.
Yes. So I think that some people maybe assume that because I work with the athletes that Rocky has like all this access to them that he doesn't. And Brett Hull was his favorite player. And
did he ever get to see him play?
No.
Because I've always wondered, like, where did the love for Brett Hull come from?
It came from his dad. Okay. So his dad wore number 16 in hockey for Brett.
Right.
And then as Rocky was growing up, it was kind of his dad feeding him the whole, Brett Hull's the greatest hockey player of all time. And so then Rocky, you know, absorbs that in. And then with YouTube, I mean, the kids can go back and watch. You know, so Rocky did his research and you know, he really got excited about, like, the alumni game and the Winter Classic and all of that stuff. And so I actually worked an event at the Hull's house for this company that they're launching on Monday night. I'm like, hey, instead of paying me my full price to shoot it, how about we pay half price and you guys give me a jersey for my kid? And Brett's wife, Darcy, who's like the sweetest person on the planet, was like, how about Brett gives it to him in person? And I'm like, okay. And we already happened to have tickets to the game
awesome.
Yesterday, which they won. They did great.
They really did.
And so we surprised Rocky. And, you know, Rocky's not, he's a little bit of a shy kid if you don't know him. But he shook Brett's hand. He told me he was his favorite player and he wears number 16 because of him. And then he came and sat in the stands with me and started like barking like a dog. And
my favorite Rockyism of the month came from this game.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, I think, after the first period or second period. You guys, it must have been second, because first period you came down with our friend's daughter.
Right.
So after the second period, you come down, and all Rocky is talking about is how hungry he is.
Yes.
Meanwhile, when you walk into the room that we're at, you legitimately walk between two sides of a buffet.
Oh.
So you walk through the food to get to the table. And he's looking around, he's like,
I'm so
where's
hungry.
Everyone getting all the food?
I'm
and I go,
so hungry.
Dude, there's an entire wall
look around, man.
Of food. So, but wait, it's better.
Oh, here we go.
He leaves for like 5 minutes. We assume he's just like stockpiling a plate.
Right.
He comes back with one small dish that has like 40 M&Ms and one slice of bread.
I forgot all about
what?
That. He goes, I couldn't find butter for the bread, but then I found M&Ms.
That's all he wanted was butter.
He had a slice of bread and he had M&Ms on a plate.
Right. Complaining for a solid hour about how hungry he is, skips the carving table, skips the salads, skips the pastas, skips the soups, goes to a piece of bread, not even like two, a piece of bread and 40 M&Ms.
Yes.
Well, I hope I filled him up.
I don't know. It's Rocky. So, it literally just made his night. And, you know, I even told him, I said, I don't even care what kind of jersey it is. I don't know one from the other. They gave him a really nice jersey, so we're going to get that framed for him. And, yeah, he...
That's so cool.
Yeah, he couldn't
That's
hardly
so cool
sleep.
Them,
and
too.
Then we also did, we've been waiting forever to do the Hamburglar stunt.
Yes.
So we did it over the weekend. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
probably one of my favorite videos we've ever made. And literally as soon as this show is done, I am going to pop it up on YouTube for you guys so you can share it. We're going to do some kind of a prize package. And so, yeah, you're going to love it. It was not my original idea. It was, somebody else did it a long, long time ago, and I've kind of had it in my footnotes forever. Our friend Addison was supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But he's so busy. They're doing, like, construction on their house and stuff. So I had to do my own stunt.
Oh, no.
A la Tom Cruise.
It was really good.
Put me in the Tom Cruise category because I do my own stunts now.
That's great.
And so, yeah, it was great. And then, you know, over the weekend before the last show, we had the breaking news that Barry Manilow is gay.
Yeah.
It
big shock.
It shocked everyone. And then we learned today on the Yahoo that Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, has lopped off the schlong and is Caitlyn.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
There's not. I mean, he's already
committed.
He's already been Caitlyn, you know, obviously, but that was a big topic of speculation was, you know,
will he do it?
Have you done? Yeah. Well, it just so happens that she's got a book coming out April 25th. And so
convenient.
She had the surgery in.
That's so unlike a Kardashian to plan something like this around a business venture.
Oh, could you imagine committing to that big? I mean, just when I had my breast reduction, gosh, 10 or 12 years ago, I had a real struggle with, like, I'm chopping off part of my own body. And so, yeah, I mean, can you imagine just.
No.
I wonder what. And I know I could Google this, but I'm scared of what would come up. What does
it. Yeah, you are the world's worst Googler.
I know. Like, what does it.
What's involved?
What does it look like when it's. Hi, Libby Lou. Hi.
Yeah, let's pause this conversation. We're not talking about anything inappropriate.
Oh, I think it's still in my car.
Adult conversation's not happening in here.
I think it's still in my car. Here, go shut my door and I'll tell you in a few minutes. That's what happens when you do a show without daddy home. Okay, shut the door. Go find my hamburger mask.
Thank you.
What does it look like when the wiener's chopped off?
Well, I...
Or vice versa.
I could be wrong, but I don't believe they actually chop it off.
Okay, what if we all...
I believe how it works is the only way I can think to explain this...
We're opening Google.
...is a banana split. I think they cut it lengthwise, and they use that tucked in to create...
To go from the wiener to the vajayjay?
I believe so.
Okay, I did not plan this. Let's all Google a picture together.
No way this can go wrong. Let's go.
What should I type in?
Male to female sex change. Male. And then just type the feeling lucky button. See what pops up.
Change.
And then I'll click on images.
Okay. So this is male to female.
Yeah, they're just showing like faces and stuff.
Yeah.
These are like.
Oh, see, there's kind of a graph.
Right over here.
Those are videos.
Okay, so should we click on this?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is it say? Wait, what does the caption say?
Male to female sex changing. Okay, here, we're going to learn.
Sex changing surgery. Oh, we found it. Mm-mm. Medical video. I mean, it's...
And it's a cartoon wiener. Fun fact, when you take your husband to get a vasectomy, they make you watch a cartoon wiener of how it gets done.
Huh.
All right.
Two psychological evaluation approvals. Wow.
Yeah, scrub through that stuff.
Okay.
Get to the
wiener part.
Yeah, get to the wiener part. Mm.
It won't play.
There we go.
Oh, we're in a nice village in Venice.
In Germany, 6,000 to 8,000 patients are being considered for gender reassignment. Before they can undergo.
All right, show us the wiener. Okay,
here we go.
Oh boy.
I mean, it's all very clinical, at least.
Should we show Facebook Live?
No.
They can Google this, you know.
First,
that just said penile disassembly.
That's a real wiener. Wait. That's a real wiener.
Split legs.
Yep. I just read the words.
Okay, I gotta get Facebook Live.
I just read the words penile disassembly.
You guys want to see this, don't you?
Guys, okay. They're disassembling a penis. Poor Haas.
By the way, you can text us in. Okay, so.
Hold on. I guess I better pay attention to that then.
After a 16 French transurethral catheter is placed.
I think you can get kicked off Facebook for this.
Like forever?
Well, not forever, but
it's
like...
It's an educational video.
Yeah, but it's
through
still...
Through the scrotal medial incision...
Nope!
Both testicles are exposed and removed. with a spermatozoid at the external inguinal ring.
I just, I want to see how they make it. What are, is that his balls that they're cutting?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, look, 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 look. There's the drawing.
Oh, Christ. I don't want to watch this.
It causes him pain.
Okay, so they take out one ball. They take out the other ball. Nope, nope, wait. Second ball is gone.
Very soothing music.
I'm not sure. Austin's gonna throw up. I'm not showing the real wieners in hopes that I don't get kicked off Facebook. I'm only showing the cartoon ones.
If the foreskin is still in place, the inner plate is preserved, and the penile skin is circumferentially cut and pushed to the penile base.
Okay, so the balls are gone, and then they cut around, like under
skinning it.
The
it's
head.
Like being pushed down.
It's like skinning a cat. And now they're going to just chop the head off.
No, it said it's preserved, right? Didn't they say that? I think so. Ross isn't even looking.
By sharp dissection, the dorsal nerve bundle with the glands and the urethra...
Oh, they took it off.
...separated from the corpora...
Yeah,
cavernosa.
I mean, because ultimately this still has to function. Ultimately, this still has to function as an organ of the body. You know, you still got to pee.
Yeah,
no matter,
you sure do.
No matter what gender you are.
What? Oh, that's the skinned wiener. So that's what it looks like.
I'm so sorry, Facebook Live.
There's the... Did they just turn it inside out?
Yes!
I told you that's how it happened.
Second, with the patient in the lithotomy position, the penis is further dissected.
Okay, I think we're done now.
You know what? I'm just going to let it play in the background as we go out. I'm going to go put the stuff where you set the spec up here.
Inverted,
so yeah, you guys,
that's
pretty much how it's done. Now, we're going to have to,
as close as
at some point, check out the reversal of this.
Pubic bone.
The opposite. Possibly. Wow. I mean, it takes...
it takes
balls to go through something like that. I mean,
for a little bit of time, it does.
It literally takes your balls.
At least in the beginning.
Yeah, so I did not plan on Googling that today. But I feel more comfortable doing it with other people around. I feel a little perverted doing it on my own. But yeah, so it's out there if you guys want to know. Now, I have a question for you guys. And whenever we come back, you're gonna answer it. And I'm probably going to get kicked off Facebook for that. So if you can't find my profile for a while, that's why. Would either of you stop being my friend? Hoss is going to throw up.
No, I'm just really trying to think of anything except
okay. Would either of you, if somebody said to you right now, I will give you $100,000, but you have to piss off Kelly Mano and never be your friend again, would you lose a friendship for $100,000? I want you guys to think about that over the break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I'm asking. We will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Close and personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing ice and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, you know.
Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is loud.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Ladies, dance is the new yoga. If you're interested in a new and exciting place to move your body, have fun, and make new friends, look no further than Sacred Movement. Sacred Movement is a warm, safe, and inviting studio that will help you discover your inner goddess. They offer a variety of feminine movement classes, meditation classes, women's workshops, and monthly red tent gatherings. For more information or to register for classes, visit them on the web at sacredmovementstudio.com or call 314-398-8184. Be sure and mention you heard it on The Kelly Mano Show. Sacred Movement, where women go for dance, community, and empowerment.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here with The Kelly Mano Show. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of the radio show, and I am as surprised as anybody that we're still here and still going. But not only are we going, but we are growing. We are putting out more content and more shows than ever before, which means for the first time in a long time, we have room for new advertisers. If you run a business and you are interested in having that business heard on The Kelly Mano Show, we can get you some more information. New York Magazine recently said podcasts are to radio as Netflix is to cable. Unlike a traditional radio listener, your podcast listeners set aside time in their day to listen to The Kelly Mano Show. They aren't flipping through the channels or changing it when a commercial comes on. They are a captive audience. They are a dedicated audience, and your message is heard loud and clear. Podcast advertising is not only affordable, but the return on investment that you get is unlike any other medium. So if you would like a sales package, just send an email over to heykelly@kellymano.com, and producer Stephanie will get you all the information you need to team up with The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's The Kelly Mano Show.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
Ooh. How you doing, baby?
Shoot.
No, not you. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby. That's the name.
All right, you are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show. First of all, we need to test our text in line. So we need a listener, any listener, some listener. What is our I clearly cannot talk today. 314-300-3771. If you can hear my voice, text the word fart, please, to 314-300-3771. We just need one of you to send me a fart so that I know that the text line is working. It also gives us an idea of how long the delay is. So again, 314-300-3771. Somebody text me the word fart so I know that it's working. I asked you guys before the break if a friendship was worth $100,000 or not. And Stephanie, let me know if we get any farts, because I'm going to see how long this delay is. Okay, so here's why I asked this question. Two friends are at a casino over the weekend, and I don't remember what state this was in, but every state is different.
Is this a news story?
Yes. So two friends are playing the slot machines, and I guess they went together or something. And so the one guy is sitting at the machine, putting his money in and hitting the lever over and over and over again. And then he says to his friend next to him, who is a girl, he's like, why don't you hit the button this time for luck? So she hits the button for luck.
We have two farts.
We have two farts. Okay, that means it's working. So what, like a minute delay maybe?
Probably.
Okay, so I want to know from you guys if this would be worth it to you guys or not. So she hits the button and he wins $100,000. Now, they go to cash out the money, and it turns out whoever pressed the button is legally entitled to the money.
Oh, okay.
Now, when I first read this story, it pissed me off because I'm like, who would do that to their friend? Like, who on earth would do that? And then I started thinking, well, first of all, the chick is not a good person to do that to their friend. But is being not a good person worth $100,000? Because, I mean, I think for us in this room, you know, $100,000 isn't change your life money, but it is make it a hell of a lot better money. It is
take a year off work money.
It is a take a year off work. It is a travel the world, or it is a get completely out of debt.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't really put a price on that kind of peace of mind of being out of debt. You know, because if I won $100,000, the only debt I would have is my house. And so to be able to start over like that, and I got to think about my kids.
Yep.
You know, and so if this happened at a casino with me and I was offered $100,000 and it was mine free and clear to take, but I was going to lose this friendship, what do you do?
How close to friends are you, number one?
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just, it kind of depends. I mean,
if it's me and I'm the one who hit the button, and it was my friend who said, hey, hit the button for luck. It's his money that was being played.
Correct.
So.
And he was the one sitting there.
I would say it's that dude's money, but give me a taste.
Give me 10 grand.
Yeah, 10 grand, I'm good.
You would have thought they could have worked something like
now,
that out.
I don't know if I've ever told you, either of you, this story. The first time I ever went to Las Vegas, I wasn't 21. I was, I think, 19 or 20.
Uh-oh.
And my friends used to go all the time. They're like, you know what? If you play the small stuff, no one cares. Which, for the most part, is true. However, our first night in Vegas, we walk into the Golden Nugget. And as I'm walking in the door, I hear one of the crazy sirens go off. And some dude hit a progressive jackpot for like $3.7 million.
Wow.
And this was like 97. So the pit boss comes over and brings one of those old school monitors that has the VHS deck built in. Plays the video back and goes, sir, we want to confirm that this is you on the film. And he goes, yep, it's me. And the guy goes, well, sir, I regret to inform you, due to Nevada state law, we cannot pay you your jackpot. If you watch this video again, you can clearly see your 7-year-old son is sitting on your lap, and he's the one who pulled the handle.
Oh, no.
And you were there for that?
Happened. I didn't see him play the game, but I saw all the bells and whistles go off, and then I saw them come out and play him the money. And it was clear as day, his kid was sitting on his lap.
Right.
And he was putting the money into letting his kid pull the handle.
And his kid's not of age.
And by law, if you're not 21,
you can't
even be on the floor.
Yeah.
Whether you're playing
or
not.
How does a 7-year-old even get in a casino?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
I mean, if they're... I see families. I mean, I've been to Vegas a few times, you know, and you see families maybe walking through the casino, you know, maybe it was.
This was like in a corner right by an entrance. It wasn't like he was spot in the middle. But still, you got to think, like, there's always cocktail waitresses walking around. At some point, you got to think somebody saw him and would report and say, hey, there's some jackhole with a 7-year-old kid playing a slot.
Or would have said, excuse me, sir, you can't have your kid on the casino floor.
Right? I mean, heck, sometimes, like, in places like Vegas, they've got slot machines in the airport. Like, you don't have to go in a casino.
Yeah.
You can just walk by one.
Yep.
And so, lesson be learned. If you don't gamble with friends, and you know what? This is going to make me sound like a really terrible person, but I don't care. I do not ever, ever give away lottery scratch-offs as gifts. I know that's like a big like exchange gift.
I have a friend whose family is big on that.
A lot of people do it in my family, and I can't do it because the thought of me doing that and then like that person like winning like a huge jackpot, like, I don't think I could handle it well. Now, it's different if, like, I give it to Aunt Patty and she wins $500. Like, woohoo! But, like, you know, if I do it in, like, a, you know, my second cousin Eddie, you know, in a gift exchange, and he scratches off, like, a $25,000 scratcher, and I bought that and had it in my hands, I would never forgive myself. So I just have a rule that I just don't buy them.
Do you go gamble at all?
I hate gambling.
Well, texter Tammy says, it depends on how close you are with the friends, and that would piss her off so much.
Right, because, I mean, you got to know that not only is that friend going to be pissed at you, but that entire group of friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's a domino effect.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, if this is just a coworker or, like, a buddy, or what if it's, like a second date, I'd be like, peace out.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Lose my number.
I would like to think that I would never, ever do that with a real friendship.
No. Yeah. I mean, I would think that if it was any of us, if I was at the casino with you, Kelly, and you said, hey, you know, hit this one, you know, maybe you have better luck than me, and I hit it, I'd be like, well, we're splitting this,
you
know.
But see, I wouldn't split it. I wouldn't split it. I'm too selfish, because I'd be like, this is my money, this is my machine. I just said rub it for luck to be funny, so here's like 10 grand.
I think that's fair.
Would you be happy with that, or would you want it split?
I would take that. I mean, if it was like, well, take this or don't call me ever again.
Right, you know?
You still have to look at it this way. You're not out of dime, and you just walked out with $10,000.
Yep, no, I agree.
Exactly. See, people say that. See, Jimmy and I try to go gamble every once in a while. I'll go. I lose $50. I'm pissed. I go home. Like, you know, and then they think of, like, the shoes I could have bought, you know, with that. So, yeah, so that's a tricky situation. Don't gamble with friends and don't let them push your button.
Never gamble with friends and don't enter into business transactions with friends or family.
Oh, hell no. Let me just tell you for one second that as a wedding photographer, you do not mix business and pleasure. Because
don't do it.
You know, the one time, and everybody told me this getting into it, the one time that they ever said to me, don't mix business and pleasure, or don't mix family and business. My cousin was getting married, and she's like one of the most low maintenance cousins I have. But what you forget is you're not just dealing with her, you're dealing with who she's marrying and that person. And I lost the relationship over this. I've done weddings for 13 years, and I have never, ever had a bad ending except for with my own flesh and blood. How awful is that?
It happens all the time.
And I was treated like crap, and from that day on, I've said no family weddings. You know, and we've got another family wedding coming up. We just had one last September. We have another one coming up, I think this September. And, you know, as much as I adore all my nieces and nephews, I can't shoot their weddings.
Smart decision.
And, you know, they can all thank my ex-cousin-in-law. I don't know what you call him. I literally have not talked to them since the wedding. Literally.
Nothing good will come of it.
Yeah, they didn't even come to my dad's funeral. That's how badly it ended. And, of course, I did the wedding for, like, next to nothing.
Of course.
And then they still treated me like shit and blew up the family.
But I nearly lost two friendships over being roommates with people in apartments.
Ooh. See, I don't see you as liking to live with people because you're an only child.
I actually do like to live with people. I'm very social. I would bet that two or three nights a week I'll go crash at my parents just to have someone to talk with and watch TV. But when I first moved to Chicago, one of my best friends in the world moved up with me.
Yeah.
And we almost stopped being friends because, like, he just wasn't paying bills.
Oh, yeah.
And we came home one day, and one of our utilities that basically the apartment would pay and then we'd pay the apartment was posted on our front door of, like, 10 months unpaid.
Whoa.
And I pulled it off the front door, and I walked in, and I went, I want all of your canceled checks for this. Or you and I are going to walk down right now and you're going to pay this. I said, because if things in this apartment start getting shut off, then it's my problem.
Yes.
And the same thing happened when I moved to LA. I had a friend of mine who couldn't get a job. And I was like, I'll find you a job.
I think I would trust most of my friends on the money thing with it. But I think that you have friends that you know you could live with and friends that you could not live with. And they're equally as loved in my life.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I can tell you right now a list of my girlfriends that I could absolutely live with and ones that we would, like, want to kill each other 3 days in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love having people to live with.
Yep.
The only place where I want my own place is I hate sharing hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah. I, like, my kids are, like, my youngest is still 7 and I'm already flipping out about empty nest syndrome. I'm like, when these kids are gone out of the house, like, I was the girl in college who lived in the dorms all 4 years. Like, everybody else moves off campus the last couple of years. That's, like, the cool thing to do is, like, get an apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. To have 30 people on one floor at any time was, awesome. Like, my idea of heaven.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to cover before we get into the next break is Chris Rock was in town over the weekend, and I thought he did something really, really cool. I heard this story, and I thought everybody was going to agree with me and be like, oh, my God, this is the best. But then I was listening to Glover today, and Tony Colombo, our friend, had a totally different stance on this. So Chris Rock had just launched his new tour, and he does not want all of his material getting leaked to YouTube before the audience gets a chance to see it.
Correct.
I would assume that's one of the reasons. The other is that when you're a performer of any kind, whether you are a comedian or a musician, there's nothing worse than being on stage and looking out in the crowd and seeing people on their phones. Yes. It is so disrespectful. So he has developed this very, very expensive system that he has paid for. And he just came to St. Louis this weekend. And did you find the article, Steph?
I did.
Tell me, and
the product.
And the product? Mm-hmm. You want to explain it a little bit?
So basically he is saying you can have your cell phone at the show, but you are required to put it in this thing called a Yonder pouch.
And it's like a lockbox.
It's like a lockbox. It's like a bag. Okay,
it's like a magnetic bag.
Here, let me show you. I'll show you a picture.
So, okay. Oh, so, it's like a little...
It's a bag. So basically, you get a bag, you get a pouch, and you close it up, and you keep your phone on you. So they're not taking the phone from you.
Right.
You're keeping it on you, but when you're in a certain area...
And that's a really small pouch. I was picturing
it's the size of your phone. I mean, it's just like a little slip case for your phone. So, like, here's your diagram, right? So here's your, you know, area. So when you're inside the venue area, there's a designated area. The case locks. You can't get into it. And, mm-hmm. But then if your phone rings, you need to use it. You go outside here. Into the lobby, and it's the phone say so. And then the pouch will automatically unlock, and you can use your phone.
To me, that's brilliant.
The first place that I ran into one of those was last year at the Troubadour, the very first reunion show for Guns N' Roses.
Really? So did you have to put your thing in a pouch?
Yep.
And did you have any problem with it?
Nope. I got it.
You have to just give it back at the end of the night then?
Yeah.
And Tony's argument, which a lot of people's were, was, I've got kids. You know, what if there's an emergency?
Then you go outside and answer your phone.
Right. I mean, to me, I mean, it makes so much sense. And also, you know, pretty much the babysitters that I hire for my kids, I've never really been a fan of, like, hiring random 14-year-olds to watch my kids.
Sure.
My babysitters are, like, grown adults or people that I really, really trust that I would trust to handle an emergency without me. You know, and what am I going
to
do? I'm not
sure.
An ambulance driver. I'm like, what could I possibly do if there was an emergency that you know, somebody else could? I don't know. It's hard to explain, but.
This is just the start because Apple, I know, is working on software, and it's, again, controversial for many of the same reasons. I know that Apple's working on it, and I believe that Samsung is as well, which is something that performance, either buildings or performers, can buy, and they'll turn it on. And what it does is it sends a signal out, and if it's Apple and you have an iPhone, it shuts down your camera where you can't take pictures and you can't take video.
Huh. I can still use the phone.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you go to access your camera or your video, you'll get an error message.
Man, technology has come so far.
Yeah. And for the musician side of it, like, or performer, just like Chris Rock, it's because they don't want their material pirated and out on the internet.
Yeah. And
because even at that Guns N' Roses show, you can go on YouTube right now, and I don't know how they did it. They had to be friends or celebrities or VIPs. There's video from that Troubadour show.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it happened, because before you came in, like, your ticket was not a paper ticket. It was a wristband, so you couldn't resell it. You couldn't counterfeit it. And as soon as you walked in, they were like, give me your phone. They put it in it, and they handed it back.
I wonder what happens if you say you don't have a phone. Do they just not believe you?
They pat you down.
I'm sure, I'm sure you get a pat down.
There was metal detectors and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would love, the more technology we can get away from, the better. I remember when, not too long ago, I think it was the Foo Fighters that beat the ticket scalpers by, when they released a tour, the first 24 hours that the tickets were on sale, it was in person only.
Huh.
So
there's a lot of people that do that now.
So it was old school. Like, you remember, like, going to the mall in the 90s and, like, lining up at, like, JCPenney's to, like, buy your concert tickets?
Yeah.
So that's what he did. So the real fans were able, you know, because a scalper can only buy, you can only buy, like, 8 at a time, I think, to, like, at, like, Schnucks or whatever. So I wish all the artists would do that. It would make it so much easier, especially on us parents, trying to get tickets to Taylor Swift, trying to get you know, these things that are selling out in 5 minutes, and I've got 4 computers going at once and still can't get the tickets.
Yeah.
So, good for Chris Rock, good for Foo Fighters. I don't know what we're going to talk about next. It's, it's going to be a big surprise. I got some stuff. I'll figure out something. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show. Take a ride in my coupe. You make me want to shoot.
My dough, Ray Me Cutie, choo choo ba doobie, like Scooby. Scooby Dooby Doo. I love you in your big jeans. You give me nice dreams. You make me want to scream. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I like what you do when you do what you do. You make me want to shoot.
Shoot, shoot, bad, ooh. Shoot, bad, ooh. Shoot, bad, ooh.
Coming this way, ooh.
S and the P wanna get with me, cool, uh-huh. But I'm wicked, G. Yeah. Hit skins, but never quickly. Right. I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it. Smell you it. Want my ball, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and Dang. Have you sounding like a retard. Big one of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot.
Shoot bad, ooh. Shoot bad, ooh. Shoot bad.
Kelly Mano Show.
Ever look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
She finally found a job that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
his name's Sadie.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
Wicky Wicky Kelly Mano.
Hi, my name is
so Hoss just brought up something interesting over the break.
Yeah, something I saw on Facebook today, which has bothered me for a long, long time, is the people who will go to the sites like the 9/11 Ground Zero or concentration camps in Germany, whatever, and take selfies or really inappropriate, like, hey, look at me pictures.
Right.
Not thinking about the gravity of what has happened on these grounds, and more likely than not, wherever you're standing, there was a dead body there at one time. Well, there's now a guy who has taken to searching social media, be it Instagram, whatever.
To find these photos.
Finding all these photos, and then he will then superimpose your picture of, like, there's a dude, like, juggling and a girl doing yoga, and it will basically put them over pictures of what those places looked like
and obviously
at the time atrocities were happening.
And these have to be places that are clearly marked as a...
Oh, sure. They're like monuments or right. They're like museums or something.
It's not there's like no mistaking where you're at.
Where you're at. And this is going to be the one thing that I'm going to kind of not defend the millennials on, but this is how they were raised. Like, it's our job to teach them that this is not how you do things.
I don't know if you necessarily should be taught that when you're standing on the grounds where 6 million people were killed because of who they were, that's not the place to take a vacation photo.
But, I mean, kids were raised in...
Or do a yoga pose.
I mean, they're calling it selfie culture, you know, it's...
And this guy has basically made a website called the YOLOcost. Okay. And in order to get your picture down, like, and he'll find all the people and tag them in the photos.
Yeah, right. So
the only way
photos.
To get it down is to email. It's like undouche me at whatever at yolocost.com. And everyone has basically been like, I'm a dick. I didn't realize what I was doing.
Right. Well, I
went to Ground Zero 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there now, there's signs that say, please take photos, tag us and all that. And I still felt really weird. Like, I took photos, but like, I made sure that I was not in photos. No, it was just photos of what was there.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who went on vacation a couple years ago and went through Dachau. Didn't go through Auschwitz, but went through Dachau and took pictures. And the pictures themselves were fine.
Yeah,
but her captions were like, The one that stuck out is she's taking a picture in the gas chamber.
Yeah.
And the caption is, couldn't stay here long, frowny face. It was really a bummer of a vibe. And I was like, oh, was it a bummer of a vibe for you? You know who else it was a bummer for? The thousands of Jewish people who died there.
Yeah.
Maybe don't post that picture, and then the next picture in your album be you going, enjoying a bratwurst.
Like, exactly.
Have some levity of, like, where you are and what happened there.
I don't think that I would be offended by someone who just simply took a photo in front of a monument. Like, if it was like, you know, here's me and my husband in
Absolutely.
Front of the in
That's
front of the
fine.
World Trade Center Memorial.
That's fine.
It's different to be like, selfie, party. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like,
yeah, I mean,
yes.
If you're doing, like, yoga poses on these monuments, like, that's something
And else. That's what's happening. Like, there's people, like, doing yoga poses and juggling and
yeah.
and things like that. And, like I told her one time, because I know she didn't know what she was doing. I was like, look, if you want to post these photos, that's mm-hmm. fine. You need to make a separate dedicated album. You need to have your family vacation album
right.
that's all the happy stuff. And then you need to have an album that's dedicated to the tour of this facility.
Yeah.
Because this isn't happy time.
No. And so my kids do this thing that obviously it's not something that they made up. It must be something that kids their age do, that every time that there's like a digital clock and Lucy or Rocky or somebody sees it, and if it says 9/11, they both go, oh, it's 9/11. Oh, say, can you see? And then they go on about their day. It's almost like a joke thing that, like, kids
yeah.
do. And I'm like, hey. I'm That's, like, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And she's like, why not? And so it's just, it's we have to teach them that this is how you do things.
But I think there's a difference between your daughter, who's in third grade.
Right.
And a 20-something-year-old person
yeah.
who has the common sense and self-awareness to know where they're at.
Well, I mean, I posted something this weekend about even some of the folks our age that somebody posted an article about how, you know, if somebody passes away, it is not your job to alert social media before the family does.
Correct.
And
yeah.
if you do, you are a big asshole.
Yes.
Period. End of story. That's it.
Agreed.
Because a lot of younger kids these days, you know, when they hear that somebody's passed away, they want to be the first ones on that person's page leaving a memorial tribute.
Right.
And I recently had a friend pass away in January that, I mean, she wasn't like a close friend to where like the family would have called me or anything, but I found out on Facebook, and she was a, you know, kind of a fellow colleague. I would have thought I would have found out a different way. And it was shock. Like, somebody had posted a tribute to her, and I'm like, why are they talking about her in past tense?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't find any statement from the family, just all these random memorials. And
right.
it just creates this gossip and chaos
yeah.
that you just need to wait a day. Give the family a day or two. Wait until a friend or family member, you know, officially announces that I will never forget being at a wedding. And this was a couple years ago. And the florist that I was working with, her sons, one of their friends was killed in a car accident that night. And the mom was out shopping at, like, the mall or something, and her phone had gone dead. Well, all of these kids were making announcements on Facebook, and the mom was like, you know, everyone is trying to figure out what, like, which Target did she go to? Because she's going to turn on her phone mm-hmm. and find out her kid is dead on Facebook.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just kind of a lesson for kids out there.
I have a whole thing with the whole, like, posting things to a dead person's Facebook
page.
It's anyway.
Weird.
Like,
isn't it?
It's very weird. They're not gonna read it.
No.
Like, if you have something that you need to, if you have something that you need to say to that person, you can say it in your mind. You can speak to them in the privacy of your own home. If you're posting it publicly to a social media page, it is a look at me situation.
Right. And again, I think that you balance it, because it's different if it's like that person's birthday and you're like, oh my God, I miss this person so much, and you share a picture or
yes.
something like that. But when you're like literally like writing them a letter on Facebook.
If you're trying
Facebook,
to write their obituary on Facebook.
Right. It's like, if you weren't asked to give the eulogy.
Yeah, step down.
Exactly. And so Netflix has a new show out that actually kind of encompasses all of this. It's called 13 Reasons Why. And basically, it is a show about a young girl in high school who commits suicide. And after she dies, they find all of these recordings that she made of the 13 reasons why she killed herself. And each tape is about a different person in the school. And it really shows like this big snowball effect of how one thing, you know, it starts with her like going on a date with this guy in school, and she's going down the slide and her skirt flies up and he takes a picture at that moment. And then his buddy sends it out. You know, it was an innocent moment that didn't look so innocent. And it just snowballed and snowballed and snowballed. Right. And you see these kids dealing with all this turmoil while their parents are kind of going on about their business. It got a little bit cheesy. It was kind of a little like after school specialists, you know, for a little bit there. But if you have a kid who's a teenager, this is definitely not a show for kids. There's rape, there's violence, there's all kinds of stuff in it. But if you have a kid that is a teenager, I highly, highly recommend checking out Netflix 13 Reasons Why. Like I said, a little bit cheesy, but just it kind of opens your eyes to what teenagers are going through, and that, you know, they do have it hard sometimes. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you're watching the show like I am, you know what I'm talking about. The one thing that we have not talked about yet, because I've not seen it, what the heck is going on with United Airlines?
Oh, man.
So they were in the
not a couple good weeks for them.
They were in the news a couple of weeks ago because they kicked some girls off for wearing yoga pants. Now, correct. The backstory to that, what I found out was that the girls that were flying as like family members of the pilot, or yep. It was like on a family pass.
Yes, it was employee company travel.
Yes, and when you are traveling for free as the guest of an employee, there is a dress code. And so that's why the girls were kicked off. It wasn't just girls wearing yoga pants. It was, hey, they were flying for free and they're representing our company. And so, you know, you have to wear, you know, whatever. So what happened to this poor guy? I've seen the screenshots.
Okay, so from what I've gathered, there was a flight from Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky, and
it was a short flight.
Yes, it was a night flight. I don't think it was a red eye, but it was a nighttime flight, and it was overbooked. United tried to get volunteers by offering up to $800 in airline credit and a hotel stay to take a flight in the morning. Mm-hmm. No one took it. They then said, if no one is going to volunteer, we are going to start randomly picking people to exit the plane.
Oh my god.
And
this is after everybody's loaded?
I assume
like
so.
Like luggage is on, yeah. You're, luggage, you're in your
everything's
seat.
On. Now, and I guess this guy was chosen. He was like, I'm a doctor. I need to be in Louisville in the morning for a consultation with some patient.
Right.
And wasn't going to give up a seat.
Yeah.
So United.
It's his damn seat.
Yeah. United called the TSA, who had two federal police officers come in and forcibly remove him from the plane. They rip him out of his seat. In doing so, he smashes his head against an armrest and bloodies himself. And then basically just decides, all right, I'm going to go dead weight. And they pull him out by his arms over his head like a dead body down the aisle and out the plane.
Oh, way to show some class.
Yeah, it is very third world like.
You can't believe this is happening five
yes,
hours away from us.
Absolutely. So my first thought was, if this flight is overbooked, which how does that ever happen? If you have 102 seats, you sell 102 tickets.
Exactly.
Then the 102 people who got on that plane and have asses in seats, they're there. If you don't have if you're not on the plane, okay, so guess what? You're one of the overbooked.
No, it was. I heard it was employees. It was United employees.
Okay, well then those employees should have to get off.
They were taking the extra spots
that were needing to be on that flight to get somewhere to start shifts or
correct.
Something.
Correct. You're right. That they needed they needed to make room for another like crew. But again, that is not your paid customer's fault.
That's not the passenger's problem. That's the United's problem.
At what point is your poor office management supposed to impose on your travelers? And it just, there are a couple different industries out there that are just jacked up. And the aviation industry is one of them.
I travel a ton for work. And especially like, I think I've been in airports every week in the month of April. And I've done it for 12 years now. There is not a single industry in this country that treats their customers with less respect than the airline industry. And it's because you have no other option. Yeah. What are you going to do? You need to be in New York in 4 hours?
How else are you going to get there?
Nope.
And, you know, it's not like that much has changed in aviation. It's not like, I mean, obviously, aside from, like, technology and bookings and stuff, it's still the same thing. You still schedule the planes the same way and the people the same way. Like, what have you not figured out in 50 years of flying or 100 years or however long we've been in the air?
Yeah, they it is remarkable how little airlines care.
Yeah.
The two times that I've ever, like, almost come to blows with an airline. One was American, where American is notorious for connecting you through Chicago and giving you like 10 minutes to get from one side of the airport to the other. And I came running to my gate as they shut the, not the inside door where the plane is, but the outside gate door. Lady shut it in my face. And the next flight wasn't for like 5 hours. And I was like, I'm here. It's like, I don't have checked baggage. It's just me and my backpack.
Just open it.
I'm sorry, we shut the door. I was like, the plane is right there.
Open the damn
door. Open the door. I was like, the plane's not closed. She's like, I'm sorry, sir. And I was like, you winch.
I'm surprised you didn't get kicked out of the airport. That's why I don't fly. My mouth, I just know better.
The second one was I was flying to Omaha from St. Louis. And I got a real cheap fare on a regional airline. And I had to go to St. Louis to Omaha via Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
And there was tons of storms, and my flight was being delayed out of St. Louis. And I, on 5 different occasions, asked the gate agent, am I going to make this connection?
Right.
Because if I don't, I'm just going to start driving to Omaha now because I had to be there to meet an artist at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And he's like, we'll hold the plane for you. And I looked at him 5 times and went, You're going to hold the plane for me.
Yeah.
He's like, yep. I said, for real, you're going to hold the plane for me. Yep. So I got on the plane, landed in Green Bay at 10 o'clock at night. Guess what's not there? The plane.
Your connection.
There's one flight left out of Green Bay, and thank God it was close. It was going to Des Moines, which is like an hour and a half drive.
Yeah.
And I went to the gate agent. I was like, I need to get on that plane. She goes, do you have a ticket? And I was like, woman, I'm going to explain this real quick. And I did, and I told her what that gate agent said, and she was like, yeah, you can get on this plane.
God.
So I still like flew to Des Moines, had to rent a car at midnight, and drive an hour and a half to Omaha.
Yeah, the airline system is a
mess. They don't care.
No,
they do not care.
And it also reminds me of like doctor's offices. I love when I call and I want to make an appointment with a doctor, whether it's a specialist or something like that.
We can see you in October.
Yeah, like we're booked out like 6 months. And I'm like, but this is an important issue. And they're like, well, you know, the doctor's really popular. I'm like, no, you run your office piss poorly.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong. You know, there's no reason for doctors to you know, to make you guys wait that long.
The last like half dozen times I've tried to see my doctor, I've gotten pushed off on the nurse practitioner, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. Mm-hmm. But then the last time I called to make an appointment, they went, you know, it's been a while since you've actually seen the doctor. And I went, oh, I'm aware, and it's not my choosing.
Yeah.
It's yours, so back off.
In most cases, I will prefer to see the nurse practitioner. Like, give me the lowest person on the totem pole, because they will probably get me in and out the fastest.
Yep.
But I have hypothyroidism, and so that's mainly my problem area. But I've got a good, what is it, ENT?
Yep.
I've got it.
Thank God for ENTs.
Yeah, I've got it on.
ENT is ear, nose, throat, isn't it?
Oh, no. Then it's an endocrinologist. Yeah. But yeah, anytime you want to see a specialist and they're like, I'm sorry, but he's just so busy. I'm like, no, you run his schedule like shit. That's what's wrong.
Yep.
You either A, have too many clients or patients, or B, he takes too many golfing trips. Like, figure it out. Yep. So same thing with the airline industry. If they just let us run everything. Don't even get me started on our judicial system. That's the worst there is.
I just want the Hyperloop to get approved.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That would be awesome. Hey, we did a really, really funny video. I dress up like the Hamburglar, and I go steal hamburgers, and that's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be on Facebook later today. It's also going to be on YouTube, and we're going to do some kind of sharing contest with it because it's too funny not to share. And as always, if you like the show, share the show. Duh. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Instagram, on the Twitter, whatever you want. We will be back next week. We are going to do, I think, an Easter show.
All right.
Because I don't do anything late at night. You got dinner, right?
Well,
we'll work it out. I love how we plan this on the air. So until next week, we love you guys for listening. Be good. Have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy, Hoss. Anything for the boys.
I'm still recovering from the wiener video.
I'm so sorry for the wiener video.
Hoss.
We'll be back next week. Thanks, guys.
She's up.
she wakes enough, and yet she's the top.